If Lucy Fell is a new quirky romantic comedy revolving around the two Generation Next New Yorkers looking for... If Lucy Fell is a new quirky romantic comedy revolving around two Generation X New Yorkers looking for the perfect love of their lives. Therapist Lucy Ackerman, played by Sarah Jessica Parker, is soon to reach her 30th birthday and also the death pact that she has made with her best friend, Joe McGonigal, played by Eric Schaefer. The two have vowed that they will jump off the Brooklyn Bridge if they do not find love before turning 30. Joe, a children's art teacher, finally works up the nerve to talk to his incredibly gorgeous neighbor, played by supermodel Elle McPherson, a woman he's been secretly watching and painting for the last 5 years. Lucy is soon to meet an eccentric and bizarre artist named Wick, played by Ben Stiller. While charming and successful, Lucy is still unsure if he is the one. The question looming over the bulk of the film is this: will these two best pals find true love before the fateful jump off the bridge? I won't give away the ending, but if you have any feel for the safe Hollywood ending with a not-so-Hollywood film, then you should be able to guess what happens. The film was written and directed by Eric Schaefer, who obviously put in some huge time for this film, on top of starring in it. He also wrote and directed last year's independent My Life's in Turnaround. If Lucy Fell is quite entertaining in its offbeat quirkiness in drama and characters, and it works quite well in keeping us involved and caring about the lives of these two best friends. Elle McPherson was especially ravishing and waif-like. She does quite good acting for someone with nothing but still camera work in her background. She seems quite comfortable in front of the camera and is also fun to watch, and she bought... If Lucy Fell is a new quirky romantic comedy revolving around the two Generation X New Yorkers... If Lucy Fell is a new quirky romantic comedy revolving around two Generation X New Yorkers looking for the perfect love of their lives, therapist Lucy Ackerman, played by Sarah Jessica Parker, is soon to reach her 30th birthday and also the death pact that she has made with her best friend, Joe McGonigal, played by Eric Schaefer. The two have vowed they will jump off the Brooklyn Bridge if they did not find true love before turning 30. Joe, a children's art teacher, finally works up the nerve to talk to his incredibly gorgeous neighbor, played by supermodel Elle McPherson, a woman he's been secretly watching and painting for the last 5 years. Lucy is soon to meet an eccentric and bizarre artist named Wick, played by Ben Stiller. While charming and successful, Lucy is still unsure if he is the one. The question looming over the bulk of the film is this: will these two best pals find true love before the fateful jump off the bridge? I won't give away the ending, but if you have any feel for a safe Hollywood ending that's not so Hollywood in this film, then you should also be able to guess what happens. The film was written and directed by Eric Schaefer, who obviously put in some huge time for this film, on top of starring in it. He also wrote and directed last year's independent My Life in Turnaround. If Lucy Fell is quite entertaining in its offbeat quirkiness, in drama and in characters, and it works quite well in keeping us involved with the characters and caring about their lives. Elle McPherson was especially ravishing and waif-like. She does quite good acting for someone with nothing but still camera work in her background. She seems quite comfortable in front of the camera, as she was in Sirens with Hugh Grant. Hands off, Hugh! Ben Stiller is also fun to watch, as he embodies the symbolic symbolism of the stereotypical weird artist. Sarah Jessica Parker also has an appealing quality and subtlety in her work that complements Schaefer's more over-the-top manner on screen. His character was entertaining, if not a little silly at times. The film works on its finer points, but it did not quite click in its entirety. The ending does not really fit with the tone and the setup of the prior 90% of the film. It's almost disappointingly drab, considering the unique moments in the rest of the film. Overall, it's fun and entertaining, and I recommend seeing it with a date, but it just doesn't quite pull the ending off in a satisfying way. If Lucy Fell is worth about 5 of your 8 entertainment dollars, and I'm Chris Allison for CITR. Only strong, Mary Riley, with a noticeable lack of makeup. It is good to see that Julia will sacrifice the looks for the role. John Malkovich is definitely the star attraction of the film as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Malkovich has an inherent eeriness about him that make him perfect for this role. There's a polite and dignified evil about him that makes his character very unpredictable and all the more spooky. And in his prior films, such as In the Line of Fire, Malkovich plays the tortured soul with flair and believability. The screenplay is based on the book of the same title by Valerie Martin, also telling the tale from a woman's point of view. The film is directed by Stephen Frears, who had the gloom and grayness of 19th century England down quite well, though there seemed to be an excessive amount of fog and mist. The film was fairly good, but it wasn't fantastic. The relations and psychology between the characters was good, but the movement of the story seemed to drag in places, and the suspense didn't build as it should have for the final climax. There was some good suspense, but there was nothing terribly unique about the film camera-wise. It does take some risks, however, with the ending, which is not the typical Hollywood wrap-up where everyone goes home happy, so I give the film credit for sticking to its guns. Mary Reilly is worth about 5 out of your 8 entertainment dollars, as it was an entertaining bit of suspense, and the performances, especially that of John Malkovich, were quite good. I'm Chris Allison for CITR.